Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 25th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Kayla Rombalski. She is the UW-Madison Extension Community Development Educator. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have in studio with us our good friend, Dawn DeSourcy. Did I say it right?
You did.
Okay. Jeez. Write that down, Pam. Dawn is with us from the City of Wisconsin Rapids, of course, Parks and Recs Department. Always love talking with you and your team over there. Dawn, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How have you been?
Good. Busy. Yeah. Busy.
I was just going to say busy. I could only ask that question. I'm like, well, I know the answer. It's busy.
This time of year gets crazy.
We have so much to talk about. Can we start with the new stuff?
Sure.
All right.
So we can start, why don't we just start right at the top of our flyer. Some people out there may have already gotten copies of our flyer. Mm-hmm. If not, it's online as well as on Facebook. It's all over.
Yeah.
So we've got kickball that we're going to be doing in August. That's for ages 7 through 12. We had some requests for this, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be very laid back, but a little bit structured so kids know where they're supposed to be.
That's always nice to have some structure with the kids.
Right.
But kickball, it can't be alone on this. I'm so happy that kickball's still a big thing, that it's
my
still
boys
so
love
excited.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My boys love it.
Mine kids, too. You know, I just love that it's still such a fun thing. That's a great one.
Yeah,
that's going to be a fun one.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Are we still taking people for signing up for that?
We are still taking registrations for that. Okay. That one isn't until August, so people may be waiting a little bit for that one. But we do have some people registered, but we have, you know, definitely have space left.
Okay, good. We'll tell people when we wrap up of how they can register for these and stuff.
We can do that. Zookeeper for a Day has filled up. However, that is going to be a lot of fun. And seeing how many people signed up so quickly, it'll probably be something we will regularly offer. And I don't know if we can add anything this year for classes or sessions of that, but that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a trial.
And it's a great idea, too.
It is.
I guess it shows how good of an idea as quickly as it filled up.
Right. We have, oh my gosh, I was over there this week helping get some of the staff ready for Saturday when we open at the zoo, and the animals over there, that Brahma calf.
Oh.
And there's a llama that's coming that has not been born yet.
Whoa. So is that cool?
Yep, a young camel. Mm. There's a very young camel there. So there's some really cute.
That's exciting.
Super cute.
That is very cool.
Yes. The next two activities we actually are partnering with the library on for some of our teens for the sports test drive. Apparently they've had some requests for kids that haven't gotten to try some of the sports.
Sure.
So we've got basketball, soccer, and pickleball that we're going to be working with them. Just to have an instructor for them so that they can kind of learn some basics.
An opportunity to put their foot in the water a little bit, see if they like these things and stuff. Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I think it'll be fun. It'll go over well, I hope. The other thing that I think is going to be a lot of fun and probably pretty messy, which is why it's outdoor, outdoor craft makers. We've got tie-dye, we've got hydro-dipping, and we've got glitter make day. So we've got some really fun stuff in that. Those two classes are actually directly, registration is right with the library.
Oh, okay.
So those are a little bit different than ours, but we are working together on those.
Good to know, and every parent just nodded okay, you guys do that one. We don't want that activity in our house.
Like,
that's a great it's a great activity. It's a lot of fun for the kids. Also really nice not to have it on your kitchen table. Let it be at the library.
These will be at Robinson Park.
Even better.
They'll be outside, which will be great.
Oh, my favorite stomping ground. My old stomping grounds, Robinson Park. That's awesome. More stuff coming up, too.
We do. I don't know if we want to talk about some of our attraction tickets or still go with activities.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's talk about those attraction tickets.
Sure. So new this year, we've not done this for quite some time. We are offering discounted attraction tickets, Milwaukee Zoo, Noah's Ark, and Pirate's Cove.
Hmm.
And those are very good discounts. So if anybody's interested in those, they do need to be purchased at our office. Our office is in the Centralia Center. We share space with the Lowell Center over there. and you need to have cash for those.
Okay. So. I don't want to pry, and I don't want to ask inner workings details or anything like that. But with something like this, say you're going to get those tickets anyway, but you go through you guys to get them. Do you get a percentage of it? Does it work? Does it?
We get a small percentage. That's very small percentage, like 75 cents.
That's great, though. Any little bit we can help. Little bit that I mean, we're going to get the tickets anyway. Why not get them through you guys and put back into our community a little bit?
Exactly.
That's a really cool thing.
Well, we use that so we can have supplies and things for our programming.
That's awesome. That's a really cool partnership.
It is. Noah's Ark. I mean, you save like $20.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
I mean, that's a really good savings. So.
You know, too, I was looking for another reason to go to Noah's Ark this summer because it's been like a decade since I've been there. I got it now.
You got it now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. That is really cool, and it's nice to have that back.
It is.
It's really... It's so good for our community, too. I know that some people out there are hurting, and you still want to do things in the summer, and you still want to have fun and everything. Yep. It's nice to find those ways where you can do that and save a couple bucks.
It sure is. And some of these places are pretty pricey to go.
Yeah. And so not only are you saving a couple bucks, but you're putting a couple bucks back into our community as well. That's a pretty sweet deal right there.
That's nice. It is.
So we have the discounted tickets. We talked about kickball. And I did want to mention this though. The partnership with McMillan about the test drive and those things.
Yes.
Our community is made so much stronger when groups work together like
this.
And I always like to bring a highlight to that. That's very cool to hear.
Yeah, and they have been just great to work with. Alicia over there is their teen coordinator. She's great.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah,
she is.
That team over there is amazing.
They are. A lot of fun ideas over there.
Do you, combining with you guys who have fun ideas too, our community is getting that much better.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun.
There's an outdoor craft makers event coming up. If you don't mind. Now, we have a lot of craft events here in the area, but I don't see many of them with ages 3 and up. Like, that seems pretty cool to me.
It's pretty young. Obviously, the parents should be there for the 3-year-olds. And, you know, I mean, kids get a little more independent when they're starting school, so maybe like 5-6-year-olds won't need quite as much assistance, but the 3-4-year-olds definitely will need some help with that. Basically ages 3 to 11 need to be there with their parent.
Okay. And where is this one taking place?
These are all at Robinson Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people need to have bring supplies or anything for something like that?
They do. If they're going to do hydro dipping, they need to bring what they want to hydro dip.
Okay.
And then if they want to bring a personal item, they just need to let Miss Alicia know for those.
Okay.
They don't need to bring a personal item, but they can. So they just need to let Alicia know that. And then the glitter and the tie-dyes, those are going to be supplied.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And again, we'll tell you how to register for these events a little bit later with the Parks and Recs Department, but those kind of events, you would register through McMillan, it looks like.
Correct. Yep. You can either email Alicia, or there's an event calendar, and you can register right there if you go to the McMillanLibrary.org website.
Yep. That's the website, McMillanLibrary.org.
Yeah. Sure.
You got it right before I could even pull it up. You're good.
It's printed
good.
Right in front of me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. T-ball and pitchball coming up for ages 48.
They are. That's going to be starting on June 14th for both of those. We are still taking registration for those. They are filling up. There are a few spots left, so if anybody is interested in still registering for those, definitely get going on that because we're organizing teams and getting everything set, and that time is going to be here very quickly.
Yeah, and so many of I, as a nerd sports fan, can tell you there's so many athletes that got their start in T-ball.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's certainly fun for that reason, but just organized sports in general is such a great way for kids to not only understand some structure and have some fun at the same time, but they learn a lot of like growing lessons from that.
They do.
Having a coach was a big thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it helped me a lot understanding those. It's a great idea and it's a great activity.
It is. And the parent coaches, we've got coaches that volunteer for that. They do a great job. And it's fun. It's fun for everybody.
And we can't talk T-ball and baseball and I mention our rafters.
Right.
Of course, we are the home of your Wisconsin Rapids rafters right here at WFHR. And you guys are going to be participating with the rafters.
We are. We've got discounted tickets for rafters night for T-ball and pitchball. Friday, July 28th. I will be, everybody that's registered for T-ball and pitchball will get a flyer about that. It's $16 for a reserved seat, a Rafters hat, hot dog, and a fountain drink. So that is a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's that time of year again. Rafter baseball is back. That's exciting.
It's starting Monday, I believe.
Yes, Monday. Monday is opening day, and we're definitely marking on the calendars Friday, July 28th, too. That is
absolutely
a good one. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be fun. We've got some basketball opportunities for kids, too. Some camps to opening up.
Yes. Yep. We've got that. That'll be in August. We've got mini dribblers and peewee basketball. So those are ages 5 to 6 for peewee and 7 to 9 for mini dribblers. Those are just teaching some of the basics. It's just three classes, 45 minutes long each. Those are over at East Junior High.
And similar to the T-ball and some other stuff we've talked about, it's great to let these kids get their foot in the water, let them feel if they like this stuff or not. And it never hurts to give them something to do, give them some more organization and have some
fun. Absolutely. These are great ways to see if your child has an interest in a certain sport. And it's a pretty small investment and a small amount of time. And you'll know if you're, you know, if your child really likes it, maybe you want to get them into that sport.
When I first started doing this show, Morning Magazine, and interviewing you guys over at the Parks and Recs Department, one of the early things that stood out to me was the next thing we're talking about, Safe Sitter, the babysitting program.
Yes.
I had never heard of these before, and it really was an eye-opener for me. And it's like, oh, this is what an awesome thing to be able to offer. Most kids find out, you know, what it's like to babysit with our brothers or sisters or those kind of things. And when you get into high school, it could be such a good, like, little part-time job.
It sure is.
But I don't know that there are many ways to learn how to do this right and everything.
Right.
It's a great thing to be able to offer people.
It is. It is. It's a very well-attended class. They tend to fill up. We do take 8 children per class. Grades 6 through 8 is the main age group that takes this class. And, they get a look at some of the basics. What to do in an emergency, who to call, how to, you know, just a lot of the basics for babysitting, and parents really appreciate the kids knowing some of that stuff when they hire a babysitter, or if they're taking care of their younger sibling, it's a great way to just know what they need to do.
It's it might be incentive for them to choose you as a babysitter,
definitely,
that kind of thing. And and with all of these things, again, going back to the T-ball and the sports or something like this, so much of this is really about building confidence.
It is.
And you know, having these kids and these opportunities that they have, whether they're standing there up to bat, you know, by themselves, or they're watching a child by themselves, having a little more confidence and a little more security in that.
Right.
Which is never a bad time to be able to offer that to people and to have kids for that.
Right.
We know how big soccer is in this area. We've got soccer coming up.
We do. That's in July. Soccer Stars.
Yeah.
July 17th through the 31st. Those are in the evenings. Those are Monday evenings. We've got ages 3 to 4 from 6 to 6:45 and ages 5 to 7 from 6:45 to 7:30. That is just going to be, again, teaching some of the basics, kind of playing some games to learn some skills. As you said, soccer's huge here.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of great organizations for soccer. This is kind of just a little intro before they might get into some of the other places.
Yeah, yeah. We have youth gymnastics to talk about as well, but
we
wanted to add on something with that too.
Right. We are in search of an instructor for gymnastics. We do have somebody who is likely able to cover our June and July classes. We may need an assistant with those. So if anybody is interested or knows somebody who is interested in teaching gymnastics, we are having those classes on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Those are located over at the Centralia Center. We have a really nice gymnastics area. It was just renovated over spring break. We had two smaller rooms that are now one huge space. It's all opened up, and it's really a great space. Those classes are a lot of fun. Again, a good trial to see if your kids might like gymnastics. Age groups anywhere from 2 up until age 8.
And to any parent out there, it's a great opportunity to not only get your kid doing these things, but the exercise that they get through these sports, especially with gymnastics.
Gymnastics is a tough one.
I come from a family of gymnasts.
Nice.
My aunt was a gymnast, and a lot of them, I've always grown and loved gymnastics, from Mary Lou Retton to Simone Biles. Huge fan of gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
However, you don't want me teaching this class. So let's get a real teacher in there. Let's get somebody who really knows what they're doing and everything. I'm a good actor. I can act. But you want somebody that really knows what they're doing
we'll
this.
We'll keep looking.
I can definitely cheer the kids on, though.
There
I'm great at that. I'm a great cheerleader. Do encourage you to reach out to Dawn and to the team over there. If you happen to have this skill set and can share it with our community, you're putting back into your community, you're helping us out at the Parks and Recs Department, and
greatly
appreciate that.
Thank you. And we do have it on our Facebook page, on the city's Facebook page, on the parks, and I believe on the Aquatics Facebook page as well. So if you need an application, go there.
Rock painting has been fun and bigger in this area for quite a while now, it seems like. Even going back before the pandemic, it was pretty big and stuff.
Yes, so it has taken
off. I didn't think about
that.
It has been for a while here.
It has been.
4 or 5 years it's been big.
I think it might have been more than that.
You're right. Yeah, I think
since at least the Rockin' and Rapids page has been going, it's been quite a while.
Got rock painting opportunity coming up.
We do. Susie Squirrel, our instructor, is a lot of fun. She loves teaching these classes. We've got a beach theme on June 16th, and then we've got zoo animals on July 21st. Those are going to be over at the Lowell Center also in the art area.
I like that we've gotten back to a place where we can get more out and about and leave these things in places and stuff. And I know some people, the only catch is sometimes they make them too good and they want to keep them.
They sure do. Some of those are beautiful. Pretty talented.
Another art fun thing that's going on is the charcoal expressions. I haven't done a whole lot of this, but I always love the charcoal art. I'm a sucker for it.
Oh,
yeah, I really do. I really want to try this.
It is so much fun. I took the class that we had in January, and I cannot draw. But
same here.
Mine is, I mean, it's beautiful. It turned out looking exactly like the sample did. And the next one we have coming up is Stars and Stripes. That one's on June 28th, and that will be out at the VFW Hall on Redden Road. They're letting us use that space, and this is a beautiful picture of the flag. So I would definitely encourage people to sign up, because I think this one is going to fill up.
First, a big thank you and a shout out to our VFW. We love our friends over there and appreciate them and say good morning to them over there. They host events like this all the time, and it's very cool. They open their doors for
Very appreciated. Absolutely.
And to be able to do this kind of art, like for one, I think it's a good way to get your feet wet. Maybe you like charcoal art and you keep doing it later on and stuff in other projects.
It's very fun. Our instructor is Robert Gorder of Charcoal Expressions. He is a very fun instructor, and he gives you such detail in how to do the drawing that it'll turn out. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how you go from this black, just charcoal blah page to just this beautiful piece of art.
It's in watching people, like especially like Robert, that are really good at work. It's so interesting to watch them do this and everything.
That's cool. And it's the process of it is so unusual how you start. I mean, you literally color the page black first.
Yeah.
And then you take the stuff away for where the drawing is actually going to go.
It's like reverse drawing. It's so weird. It's so cool, though.
It's amazing how it comes out.
I am no artist either. Like, I can't draw a stick figure to save my life. Good on you for taking the class, Dawn. Good on you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks.
That
it's fun. I would like to take this one, too. I might if I'm available that
day. I might
day.
See you there. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Tennis lessons coming up as well.
Yep. That is going to be July and August. We've got ages 7 through 12 over at the Winter Park Tennis Courts. That's just going to, again, teach a lot of the basics of tennis. And I hope that goes over well. That's going to be in the morning, Tuesdays and Thursday, 10 to 10:45.
Similar to that and the other sporting events we've talked about, volleyball lessons coming up as well.
Volleyball lessons. Yep. Those are going to be over at East Junior High. Again, those are in August. We chose August for a lot of these because it seems that May, June, July are pretty crazy for people with other sports. So thinking things might slow down just a touch before school gets going for the year.
That's great. I think that's really smart. One of the fastest growing sports in the world is pickleball.
Absolutely.
It's incredible how it just keeps growing bigger and bigger.
It does. It's a lot of fun for people. We have a ladder league in the fall and winter, and that was very well attended. I think a lot of the people that are in that league go to this drop-in play, but I think they're already playing at those courts anyways.
Yeah.
So that's just drop-in. That's free. We have different days. If you check the flyer, we've got Mondays 8 a.m. to noon, Wednesdays 6 to 8:30 p.m., and then Thursdays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And that's just your chance to try it out.
I was just going to say, you know, it's a good opportunity to jump in there, see if you like it and everything. And the people playing are always really good sports about stuff and bringing you in on everything.
Yep.
Kids golf clinic and an adult golf clinic coming up.
Yes.
Those are going to be good.
Yeah. Our instructors for that are from Sand Valley, so they know the game very well. they will do a great job instructing. Those are in July, July 11th, 18th, and 25th. We do need to have pre-registration for those for sure so that we know how many instructors we're going to need.
Yeah, and we know how big golf is around here, especially with Sand Valley and
right.
that. It's great, and if you can get the kids started early on it, not a bad idea.
No, they can golf there in the future.
I see that we got some zoo stuff coming up, some zoo information.
Me
but
too.
I have to be honest with you, Dawn. All I want to talk about is one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life, zoo scavenger hunts.
Right.
We'll get to it, I'm sure, but I've never heard of it. That may be the greatest sentence I've ever heard in my life. That is awesome. So first off, zoo information, because the zoo's opening up.
The zoo opens on Saturday,
yay!
10 a.m., and the animals are there. They are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
The cow is the Brahma calf is adorable, super friendly, and very loud.
I have to say hi to the lemurs every time they
so
open
cute.
Up the zoo. I have to go over
yes.
there. My daughter was such a fan of those lemurs.
They're
and
so
loved
cute.
Them so much. So I
They're
have
so
to say
fun.
Hi to them.
Oh, yeah. Kangaroos were pretty chill when we were over there. They were all
very
relaxing,
cool.
just hanging out. There's a very young camel there also. He's got a really cute tuft of
cool.
hair on his back. Let me see here. There's a llama that's going to be coming,
right.
but he or she is not born yet. So
oh, that's so cool.
It's going to be so cute.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I hope it doesn't ever get lost on anybody. How fortunate we are to have this zoo and have this
yes.
in our town. Not a lot of people
Absolutely.
Have something like this right
they
next
do
door.
They do not. And actually, right now, we are in the midst of building our prairie dog exhibit.
Yes, so excited about that.
I know,
that is, it feels like a Wisconsin mainstay. Like
right.
you have to have one of those
you
at your
do.
Zoo.
You do.
Looking forward to that.
They're so fun to watch.
But if you've noticed, if you've been paying attention over the last couple of years, we've been adding some animals. We're doing
yeah.
the prairie dog thing. That means that the zoo is being supported.
Very much so.
You know,
yep.
people are attending the zoo. They're going there.
They
Let's
are.
Keep that up. Let's keep
Absolutely.
That going. And keep making sure that everybody works so hard over there and all the volunteers and everybody knows mm-hmm. how much we appreciate them too. Treat the
right.
zoo right. You're a guest there. Treat the animals right.
Absolutely.
And have some fun. Have some
Definitely.
Fun.
Definitely. It's amazing how many people will call and say, oh, we have a zoo.
Yes, yeah.
We have a zoo.
It's funny to me. I've had this happen a couple of times, mm-hmm. not often, but a couple of times with new people that are joining us on Morning Magazine.
Yes.
And I'll bring this up, and we're talking afterwards. I'm like, oh, we have a zoo. I'm like, yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
guys
two
are very
minutes
close.
Away. It's like, I have my lunches over there.
Yeah.
I'm not over there. It's great. I'll meet you over there. It's a fun time.
It is.
Let's wrap up with the zoo scavenger hunts.
Sure.
This sounds amazing.
So these are just really cute little sheets that we hand out to the kids, and it'll be just go through the zoo and see what you can find.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, there's several different ones. We'll hand those out basically anytime, and then they can turn them in, and they might get a little sticker or something if they complete them.
That is a fun idea. That
yeah.
is a really good idea. And make sure to attend the zoo. As Dawn said, it's opening tomorrow, 1911 Gaynor Avenue.
It's opening Saturday.
Saturday. Did I say tomorrow?
You said
I got
tomorrow.
My day, I got my days all
That's
mixed up.
All right.
Yes, Saturday is when it is opening.
Yes.
We also, we should wrap up on the water park, Widder
yes.
Park Aquatic Center.
Sure. We are offering a ton of swim lessons this
yeah.
summer. We have several instructors now, and they are all WSI certified through the Red Cross. So check out our flyer for those. Some of those classes are filling up quickly, and I would definitely encourage registration for those quickly as well. We're doing water walking and jogging as we did last year in the Leisure River. We are taking registration for that. That is Monday through Thursday morning, 11 to 11:45. And then lap swim is at the same time, and you can sign up for both of those on our website, or you can stop in the office if you need to. The Lowell Center does offer a senior swim class. You need to sign up for that through mm-hmm. them. Those are filling up as well. There are two classes each morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays for that. And we've got a couple of special events coming up on
yeah.
June 13th is United We Can Collection Day.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a $5 entry at the Aquatic Center if you bring a canned food donation.
That's great. More events coming up, of course, and we'll be touching
yes.
on those as we get closer to them. We're
yeah.
going to be making sure to bring note to all of these as we get into June and July and August.
Sure.
We'll touch on these events more. And Dawn,
Thank
hopefully
you
can join us again soon, too.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
It's been too long. Thanks
right.
for being here.
Thanks so much.
It's good to talk with you. And thank you to you and your staff for doing so much for this community. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We do want to tell people how they can register for these
yes.
events. And we mentioned a couple of them are with Millen. So if for those, you want to go to to macmillanlibrary.org. It's all one word, macmillanlibrary.org.
Yes.
And then as far as registering with others, other events,
sure.
I see there's a registration info here.
There is. There's a QR code right on our flyer. You can snap a picture of that, and with your phone, it'll take you right to our registration page. Otherwise, you can go to parks.wirapids.org. And also, you can go to wr.activityreg.com. That will take you right to our registration page.
Thanks for the time, Dawn. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.